Hello, friends, and welcome to day three of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. It's so good to see you today. Question for you. Do you love your Catholic faith? We do. And this is the reason why we're doing it. We want to share the beauty of it because we believe the Catholic faith is the fullness of what God has for us and offers everything we need to live the life that God has created us for. And we want to share it with others, but we need your help. This retreat that we're doing is made possible because of our Patreon members. What's a Patreon member? They're a team, a person who's joined our team who supports us on a monthly basis financially. They help cover the cost of the equipment, the sound, the gear, the editing software, the stuff that goes on the internet behind the scenes. It all takes resources that go beyond what Janelle and I have. And so we have currently 98 Patreon members who support us on a monthly basis. We want to say thank you to them. And we would ask you to consider being part of our team because it really helps us do what we do. We can't do it without the help of other people. So we'd ask you, can we count on you to help us so that we could continue to spread the beauty of the Catholic faith? We'll put a link around this video, either in the description or around here, where you could get more information on being part of our team that way. So thank you so much for that consideration. The gift of piety, day number three. What would you say, Janelle?
Well, initially, I always just go off of my first initial thought. I think of like a pious person as someone who's like super holy and like, you know, maybe not approachable or, you know, but actually that's not really what piety is. It's interesting. It's interesting how like different, like maybe movies or books and things like that can kind of skew our view on certain terms. And the gift of the Holy Spirit of piety is actually something so beautiful. And I was doing a little bit of research about it, and it was talking about how a pious person and an impious person can be walking along the same path, but they see things very, very differently. Whereas the pious person will see the beauty along the path, the flowers, the insects. They'll be in awe of what God has put before them. Whereas the impious person is kind of more looking at the mud on their shoes and more just not
the
seeing
weeds.
It. Yes, the weeds.
And even the insects that you mentioned, I'm thinking mosquitoes. You thought it was...
Well, no, it could be like a butterfly.
No, right. So I thought mosquito. You think butterfly when you said insect. I'm like, there's no insects on my walk of holiness. Get them out of here. That's because you got the gift of piety.
No.
That's interesting. So they see things differently.
Yes. And I just thought it was really beautiful because I want to see things through the lens of faith, through the lens, like as though I have the eyes of Christ.
So it's much more than, so the external form of piety, we're not saying is not important because how we worship forms what we believe. But we need to raise that sail again of piety so that the form is also an expression of what's happening in our heart. I like it's how we see things because it gives us this reverential love of God and we want to please Him and honor Him because this is just. This is just. So three things that I've thought of that the gift of piety helps us with. Number one, loving respect for God as Father. A loving respect. Right before we did this video, I was a couple hours ago sitting at the table, and normally I sit at the head of the table. And we had a discussion in our family of me sitting at the head because I was head of the home. It came up with the kids. And at lunch, it was empty. And I said, Jacob, you can sit. He's 7 years old. I mean, Jacob, you can sit at the head of the home. I'll head of the table. I'll just sit here. He's like, well, I can sit here, but Dad, you're the head of the family. Like, yes, I am. And there was a beautiful understanding of that with Jacob, because he was honoring my position as his father. And that's what the gift of piety does. It always remembers God as Father and we as his children who recklessly abandon ourselves into his hands. And I think when Jacob was really little, he would jump off the couch And I'd be on my back, lying on the floor. He'd just jump into my hands, and I would catch him. Whether or not I was looking, he would jump. And sometimes, I remember one time I wasn't watching, and he'd just jump. I saw him in the peripheral vision. I caught him. It was just a reckless abandonment, knowing that his daddy would catch him. And this is part of, I think, the gift of piety. It's a loving respect for our Father in heaven. It forms how we worship, too, because when we go to Mass... Why should we go to Mass? I mean, right now we can't, but when we have the opportunity, why should we go? Because it's just. We don't go because it makes us feel good, because we get consoled. Those things might happen. But the bottom line is God deserves to be worshipped, period. So we go to give him what is his due. And how we do that with our forms, with our gestures, also does something inside of us. I remember the first time I'd ever received communion on the tongue. It was a different experience that of going before Jesus, and it did something inside of me. And then more recently, in the last year or so, we've been attending the Extraordinary Form off and on. And the first time I received the Eucharist on the knees, it was a really moving experience to bend my knee before the Lord to honor him this way. If you've never experienced that, I'd really encourage you, if you have that chance. It was a huge blessing and continues to be for me. So it gives us a loving respect for God as Father. Number two, it moves us to please God in everything. And in everything, God wants us to please him because this is for our good. So the gift of piety then also comes down to offering little sacrifices in our life, just the duties that we have to do. And honor, and we want to seek to please God this way. I think about our children, they often want to please us. And so they make things for us.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly, crafts.
Yes.
Because they want to please us. They want to make us happy. This is part of the gift of piety in relationship to God. We should want to please him because indeed he is pleased with the actions we do in love that are offered to him. Mm-hmm. So if you struggle offering your duties out of love, then raise the sail of the gift of piety and see that every action that we do can bring great honor to God when offered in love to him. Mm-hmm. And number three, the gift of piety helps us love and respect the commandments of God. Mm. Love and respect the teachings of the church. When we lose the gift of piety, we will lose reverence for Christ and his church. Mm. And we'll speak disparagingly regarding the church's teachings. That's an indication that we've lost the gift of piety. I think that we've really lost the gift of piety also within just generally our culture. And the reason is we have this idea that everyone is equal within our society. And human beings are equal in nature. We are equal in dignity, yes. But we're not equal in position, we're not equal in characteristics, we're not equal in giftedness, we're not equal in office. And so because of these differences which God has allowed, our response to each other is different. So in terms of a family, mother and father are different than child and deserving of a different type of respect and honor that a child gives to their siblings. So part of the gift of piety would be a child honoring their father and mother. For us as parents, the gift of piety is not we honor our children, but the way we honor them is we look for the well-being and look towards their well-being. So a loss of the gift of piety in our life was when we no longer look for the good in our children. Same thing with political leaders. God has allowed the political leaders in our countries to be who they are. And the gift of piety always remembers to honor their office. They deserve that because they're the leaders of our country. Same with a priest. We should honor the priest because of his office. We honor a priest differently than we would honor a bishop because his office is different. He has more responsibility. We honor the Pope differently than we would honor a cardinal or a bishop because of his office. It doesn't matter if we like the person in the office. That is irrelevant. Hopefully we do. But we always have to honor the person in that position. And if we don't, it therein becomes a detriment to our growth and holiness. The gift of piety then decreases in our life. So if you find yourself and you don't like a person in position of authority, don't let their sin hurt the gift of piety in your life. Don't give them that power. So, any other thoughts?
Well, one of the things that I was just reading about was also just fulfilling our sacred duties. And I didn't know exactly what did that mean to fulfill our sacred duties in order to grow in piety. And the first thing that came to my mind was just the precepts of the church, you know, doing what the church has set out. And exactly what you were saying is respecting and honoring the teachings of the church. And so I just quickly looked them up. Do you remember what they are?
Go for it.
Attending Sunday Mass, which is so interesting because we can't attend Sunday Mass.
But we have a dispensation.
Yes.
And we have to honor the position of those who said that we do have that dispensation.
Yes. And in our household, we still do celebrate like online just because I feel like it's important to maintain a sacredness of Sunday. So, and then the second one is to confess our sins once a year. That's the minimum. To receive the Eucharist during the Easter season. So really, we actually only have to receive the Eucharist once a year. This Easter season, we haven't received the Eucharist. But like you said, there is a dispensation. The fourth one is to observe any days of fasting and abstinence. So that would be like Good Friday and Ash Wednesday. And I think there are some other special holy days of obligation, depending on what diocese you're in.
Right? Or country. Difference in Canada and the United States. But we won't get into the differences.
And then the fifth one is just to help provide the needs of the church. So, yeah, those are the five precepts of the church.
So what stood out to you in our ramblings? Please comment below. We'd love to know your insights as well. And now let's raise the sail for the gift of
piety.
Piety. Come, Holy Spirit.
Day 3. Come, O blessed Spirit of piety, possess my heart, enkindle therein such a love for God that I may find satisfaction only in His service, and for His sake lovingly submit to all legitimate authority. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, Eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice,
and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, "Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth." Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable. And the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen.